We want to stick with the markets here. We're going to bring in Zach Griffiths, Wells Fargo senior macro strategist. And Zach, great to see you here. Thanks for joining us. I want to get your read first on some of the economic numbers we got this morning. The big ones are relating to inflation. We got PCI, the headline number, it looks like year over year, still at 4.4%. When you take out food and energy, it looks like it's 3.6%. Also got personal income spending, University of Michigan sentiment for the consumer. What are you looking at here?
Yeah, it's been a big day for inflation data, and the theme remains the same, that inflation is elevated, and we expect that to remain the case going forward really through the end of 2022. And another number that we were looking at is the employment cost index, which hit a record high in Q3. So you're really seeing all these signs of inflation everywhere. And I think the important development this past week, and really the week before as well, for interest rates has been the shift in response from central bank policymakers. I think it really began last week with the Bank of England Governor Bailey hinting at a rate hike next week. This past week, you had the Bank of Canada decide to end its quantitative easing program completely. Expectations were for another taper down to $1 billion per week. So you're really starting to see some of these major central banks respond to an inflation backdrop that is getting a little bit more concerning. And we'll be looking next week to see what the Fed and Chairman Powell have to say to see if they are shifting tact at all.
On the Fed, most people think they will announce that they'll start tapering. How do markets react to that?
We think the taper is mostly priced in. Perhaps you get a modest reaction in the belly of the curve, as it is the first concrete move by the Fed toward normalizing policy in quite some time. And with respect to the pace of the taper, we think it's $10 billion per month in treasuries, $5 billion per month in MBS, and that has them wrapping up the taper around the middle of next year. That's consistent with what Chairman Powell said after the September FOMC meeting. So any deviation from that expectation could cause a market reaction. For instance, if they were to taper more quickly and finish up asset purchases earlier next year, I think that could have a market reaction pushing yields higher again, especially in the belly of the curve and perhaps in the front end. But I think the more important thing to look for is what Chairman Powell says about inflation. Does he really sound more concerned? I think he acknowledged it a bit more following the September meeting, but hasn't sounded concerned yet. If he changes tack there, really the way the Bank of England has, the Bank of Canada has, I think that causes a market reaction and really accelerates some of this aggressive market pricing we've seen at the front end of the curve really over the past month.
Well, and I want to stick with the Treasury market here. You're writing in your notes something interesting that I'm not seeing a lot of talk about, so maybe get into the weeds just a little bit. U.S. Treasury is not going to be issuing as much debt anymore, not as much as required because of spending. And there's also tax inflows to be considered here. But when you have that dynamic, along with the Federal Reserve, which is going to be buying fewer coupons from the Treasury that are being issued, what are we to make of this? What's the average investor supposed to make of this? And how is this going to affect portfolios?
Yeah, that's a great point, Jared. I think the big thing that we've been identifying is these big supply cuts by Treasury that will be announced November 3rd, so the morning of the FOMC announcement. And the big thing is Treasury is going to reduce issuance, we think, as much as $1.1 trillion next year. And compare that to what we expect as far as the tapering impact, that's going to reduce asset purchases, treasury purchases by the Fed by $740 billion. So the net impact to the market is they'll have to take down about $360 billion less in supply. So what does that mean for treasury yields? We think that means that the upside is limited after the end of this year, after these cuts go into effect. So the 10-year yield to hit 1.75 to 1.8%. By the end of this year and looking ahead to next year, we see a gradual increase into the low twos, but there's not a ton of upside from there as the supply-demand dynamic is really shifting in favor of less supply, even after you factor in what the Fed is doing with its asset purchase program.
Well, and Zach, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us. Zach Griffiths, Wells Fargo senior macro strategist.